Let's get to Shayna Sissel, our guest for the half hour. Shayna is founder and president at Benrion Capital Management, on the line from Chicago. So, Shayna, do you buy into this rally today? Is this an important inflection point, or do you think it's a kind of a bear market trap?
It's interesting. I don't know if I have an opinion on this rally. I think that there's a number of issues I personally see. Specifically, I think earnings being as resilient as they have been is actually not a good thing. So I'm concerned that this type of rally kind of emboldens the Federal Reserve to be more aggressive or continue this aggressive stance on interest rates. We have midterms coming up, which can be positive for markets do tend to bottom in October. So, you know, there's kind of things on both sides that I see, but I'm not sure we're through the worst of it. I actually think the market's going to be volatile for an extended period of time.
Would weaker earnings, though, have really changed moved the needle at all for the Fed? They seem very committed to getting inflation under control. And we've heard from Mark Mobius today saying rates might need to hit 9% to achieve that goal. What are your thoughts?
I saw that. I think there is no chance the Fed goes to 9%. They seem very fixated on sort of 4.5 to 5. But that said, he does have a point. If inflation doesn't start coming down, they do have to be above the inflation rate. I just think that the Fed is following the economic conditions. And as long as employment stays where it is and earnings remain stable, they feel like they can continue to be aggressive because it's not pushing the economy into recession, and they have said that they're willing to do that. I think if they start to see signs that there's real economic casualty here, that might give them reason to pause.
Bloomberg economists are forecasting a recession hitting the American economy in October 2023, so a year from now, with 100% probability. That's a lot for the market to kind of digest very quickly. Is that feasible in your view?
I actually agree with that, but here's an interesting fact. Since 1929, there has never been a recession that started in the third year of a presidential cycle in the U.S. So history says that that's not going to happen, but I think the probability is high. It's just it's never happened before.
And Shayna, we've got a report today from Bloomberg Economics predicting a near 100% chance of recession now in the U.S. So in this environment, I understand you're getting defensive. Where are you putting money to work?
Well, you know, I've been on a few times. I would say that my philosophy and how I'm positioning portfolios hasn't changed at all. Continue to focus on quality factors, specifically low vol and the actual quality factor. Looking at being defensive through the use of liquid alternatives to help hedge the downside potential in portfolios. Sticking with large cap names. If I am outside of the large cap space, I tend to focus on defensive types of names. And when I say defensive, I mean like in the defense space. And so, you know, that hasn't really changed at all. The names I like remain the same as they have been for quite some time. Looking for some good entry points into a couple of my more controversial sort of tech names. There's some names in the REIT space that I'm interested in, haven't found the right entry point. That's how I'm generally looking at portfolios. Nothing's really changed in the way I'm positioning them now. I don't want to get more bullish at this point because, to your point, I think that there's more downside in the economy to come, and I do think the markets are going to remain volatile for some time, especially mm-hmm. while the Fed continues to be aggressive.
So what about being diversified in such a way that would take you offshore? I mean, maybe EM Asia. Are there markets there that look appealing? I know we've had the Party Congress underway, and there's been a little bit of disappointment. We know that the mainland Chinese economy is struggling, but there are other markets to consider. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. My biggest problem with some of the emerging market offerings out there is they do tend to be China heavy. And the zero COVID policy really is concerning to me. I just don't know how you improve your economy if you have that policy. So there's an ETF called FRDM, which is an emerging market ETF that focuses on emerging market economies, but more on the openness of their economy, which has actually done quite well. That's something I would take a look at in terms of taking advantage of opportunities in emerging markets. I'd like to see the dollar weaken a bit before I'm ready to jump in to international names. You need a bit of a weaker dollar for that to really pay off, unless you're doing some sort of hedging in the investment strategy. And so this dollar has been a little strong, too strong for me to take the risk of some of these economies that have larger geopolitical issues that I think are going to continue to affect them.
Yeah, a little strong might be an understatement. We're at 149 against the yen now. When do you see this story ending? And I suppose this brings us full circle back to the Fed.
It does. And quite frankly, you look at something like the UK, which can't get out of its own way. It's not helping itself. And as long as it keeps having issues, the dollar is going to be strong against, say, the pound, and the euro has its own issues. And so it's hard for me to see a scenario where, even with what the Fed's doing, the dollar weakens in a significant way, because you have to look at it relative to the other options, which don't look like they're going to get their act together anytime soon.
In terms of some of these beaten up markets, you did mention China a moment ago. If you've got a really long time horizon, let's say 3 to 5 years, can you take the attitude that this too may pass? Do you look at opportunities with the intention of getting long?
Again, I'd like to see China's policies. I don't know how long they're going to keep a zero COVID policy. They're one of the only countries still doing that. They could hypothetically continue this process for 4 or 5 years. And there's some, you know, geopolitical aspects to it with like sanctions and these weird policies that, for example, the U.S. have that are going to hurt the Chinese economy. So it's really hard for me to look at that risk and think, yeah, now's the time to get in there. Mm-hmm. I need to see some more progress there.
All right. Thanks so much, Shayna Sissel, founder and president at Banrion Capital Management.